Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Tim Gregory, co-founder and chief investment manager for Vermeer Investment Management. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning.
The Trump trade, is it back on?
Well, it certainly has been. So if you go back to the beginning of the year, you know, you had a number of sectors like banks that were really in favour, particularly in the US and to a degree all over the world. That trade petered out when there became concerns, particularly with the healthcare legislation that didn't seem to get through, that none of the reforms President Trump and the Republicans were planning would be successful. But in the last couple of weeks, the tax plans that they have revealed have certainly gained momentum in terms of the expectation that they will be passed in some form. And of course, we don't know the detail and probably won't till next year. But expectations of that have definitely come back to the fore, and that has led those types of stocks, particularly banks, for example, to start to perform really well again. And the more staple type companies have actually struggled a little bit. And that has, so it does look like a renewal of the Trump trade.
Which is extraordinary, given that it was on, then it was kind of off, and now it's back on.
Yeah.
So if the trade is back on for 2018, would you expect the market to continue another leg up?
Look, I think what we're seeing now is definitely a squeeze in the market based on expectations that the tax reform will take place. And I think what tends to happen is it tends to get into the price. So my expectation would be if they're successful, the market will price that in quite quickly.
Right.
What might be more difficult is following through on that in 2018. So you may be pushing through quite a bit of the gains of 2018 into late 2017. So
right.
My expectation for the market, for example, as a whole, is that after another very good year so far this year, that 2018 will be more difficult. Not because I expect the market to go down, but just that I think at an index level, markets are likely to track sideways, having had such strong gains in the last, you know, nearly 2 years. If you think back to when everyone was really concerned about China blowing up back in February of 2016, since then, markets have had a significant revaluation and they would be due to consolidate. And even if the Trump trade and the tax reform gets through, I think markets will have difficulty in seeing a significant rise again next year.
Understood. And finally on that subject, in terms of 2018, if you had to choose a sector, okay, that you were playing with the core London money, what sector would you go into for 2018?
Well, that's really difficult, obviously.
We like difficult
otherwise,
questions.
Otherwise you wouldn't have asked me. But so I think one area that we still like, which is not particularly geared to the tax reform related era of the Trump trade, but if infrastructure spend does finally come through, which has been a significant policy of both President Trump and even Hillary Clinton wanted to push infrastructure spend through. If that came through, then there would be some very good opportunities in those areas. And if China continues to be quite strong, the material stocks, basic resources companies, things like Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton, those types of companies, to me, the cash flow they're generating, they still look very good value. They're not really pricing in a continuation of the better iron ore and related copper prices that we've seen. If those prices do hold up, even close to these levels, those companies can generate an enormous amount of cash, pay very good dividends to shareholders. To me, they still look very attractive.
Tim, brilliant stuff. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.